Today we have the privilege of studying the first parak of Divrei HaYamim, which in many Tanakhim is the last book of Tanakh. It's interesting to note that is not the case in all Tanakhim. The Keter Aram Tzova, the Aleppo Codex, which is the famous copy of Tanakh written by the Ben Asher family, which Rambam endorses in his Hilchot Mezuzah Tfilin Sefer Torah, actually places Divrei HaYamim elsewhere in the Ketuvim, and ends with Ezra Nehemiah. Similarly, the order of Ketuvim given in the Gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Yudalet, is also not that we use. Nevertheless, most printed Tanakhim have Divrei HaYamim as the last Sefer, and that is the order that the Oyu Nachyomi follows. The Radak comments that all of the Ketuvim focus on issues of Yachas, Yachas here meaning genealogy, and that is indeed the case of many of the Ketuvim, and is certainly the case of Divrei HaYamim. It is especially the case of the first nine chapters of Divrei HaYamim. But it is important to recognize that even in these nine chapters, when Divrei HaYamim gives a genealogy, it does so with the clear intent of creating a narrative. In other words, the genealogy is there to make a point. The genealogy tells a story. The particular way in which the genealogy and the progression of the generations is presented is there to tell a story. Now, in many of the first nine chapters of Divrei HaYamim, we actually find stories. In the first chapter, there are precious few stories. There are almost no stories. Nevertheless, the genealogy has a narrative. The genealogy tells a point. Look at the first several psukim of Divrei HaYamim. Adam shet enosh, kenan mahalalel yared, chanoch metushel achlamech, noach shem cham vayafet. In other words, Divrei HaYamim gives us the list of names from Adam through Noach's sons, without mentioning the particular relationship. The first 10 are father, son, and then there's Noach, Shem, Cham, Vayafet, or Noach's children. Why is Divrei HaYamim doing this? And what is Divrei HaYamim leaving out? Well, of course, Divrei HaYamim is leaving out all the stories that we know about Adam and Shet. It is leaving out the stories that we know from the first four chapters of Sefer Bereshit. Significantly, it is also leaving out any of the stories of Noach, as well as the much smaller stories that we find about people like Chanoch. In Bereshit we find Vayitalech Chanoch et HaElokim. That's gone here. What is Divrei HaYamim trying to do by leaving out those stories, to which it clearly has access? Divrei HaYamim, of course, quotes extensively from Chumash. Part of the point of what Divrei HaYamim is doing, by skipping almost all the information, not only the first four chapters of Bereshit, but in the first eight chapters of Bereshit, and just giving us the names and genealogies and going directly to the table of nations that follows those first chapters of Bereshit, Divrei HaYamim is trying to tell us that essentially the first generations of humanity are a direct progression from Adam, not to Noah, not to those intervening individuals who have small stories recorded about them, but directly from Adam, a direct progression to the beginning of the next chapter, where the genealogies began to expand, and the beginning of the next chapter, of course, is Ele B'nei Yisrael. So by very briefly speaking about the first generations of humanity, and giving us brief descriptions, not only descriptions, but just names, Divrei HaYamim is directly linking creation, Adam, to Yisrael or Yaakov. This can be seen in the very brief way in which it focuses on Avraham. The pasuk simply states the only information that's given about any individual besides genealogies here, Avram, who Avraham? B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yishmael. And then it goes on listing Yishmael's generations, without any further comment, listing Keturah's generations, the other son of the other wife of Avraham, without any further comment. Then, Vayolad Avraham et Yitzchak, B'nei Yitzchak, Esav v'Yisrael. A direct line And then, after it lists Bnei Yitzchak, Esav, v'Yisrael, it lists all of Bnei Esav without comment. It quotes the passage from the end of Parashat Vayishlach about Hamelachim Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom Lifnei Melach Melech Lifnei Yisrael, and it lists all those Melachim, and then it ends and moves into Ele Bnei Yisrael. And so Divrei HaYamim's first chapter emphasizes and heightens the point that Rashi makes in his very first comment on Parshat Vayeshev. His first comment of Rashi on Parshat Vayeshev, which appears directly after the list of Ele HaMelachim Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom Lifnei Meloch Melech Lifnei Yisrael. These are the kings who ruled in Edom before a king ruled in Israel, a passage which we find both at the end of Vayishlach and at the end of chapter 1 of Divrei HaYamim. Rashi's comment in the Vayeshev, the beginning of the next Sedra, he writes as follows. Achar shekatav lecha yishuvei Esav v'toldotav b'derach k'tzara, shelo hayu sifunim v'chashuvim lefaresh, he'ach nityashvu v'seder milchamotehem, he'ach horishu et achori, peresh lecha yishuvei Yaakov v'toldotav b'derach aruka, kol gigulei sibatam. After it wrote for you the settlements of Esav and his generations in a short manner, because they were not worthy and important to explain in detail how they settled and the order of their wars and how they dispossessed those who came before them in the land. It goes on to tell you the settlements of Yaakov and his generations in a much more lengthy manner, all the happenings and the causes of those happenings. Because they are considered important before God to give their stories in much more lengthy fashion. So you find in the 10 generations from Adam to Noah, so-and-so give birth to so-and-so. When it reaches Noah, it gives a lengthy discussion of him, which implies, of course, here I'm breaking into my discussion of Rashi, of course that implies that Noah is important. By omitting that discussion, Divrei HaYamim directly links Adam not to Noach, but Adam to Yisrael. V'chein ba'asara dorot shemin Noach ad Avraham katzar bahem, v'shigia etzel Avraham herich bo. And Rashi comments that in the 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, we have very short descriptions. When it gets to Avraham, you get a lengthy description. Mashal le'magalit shenafla ben hachol, Adam memashmesh b'chol v'chovero b'kevara ad shemotze et amargalit u'mi shemetza'ah hu mashlich et atzororot miyado v'notel et amargalit. This is a parable to a pearl which falls among the sand. When a person desires that, when a person realizes what has happened, he feels among the sand, feels in the sand to try and find the pearl. He sifts the sand with a sieve until he finds the pearl. When he finds the pearl, he throws away the sand. And Rashi is here giving an analogy to the focus of Torah on the generations of Avraham. It's interesting that Divrei HaYamim does not share that emphasis on Avraham. Divrei HaYamim moves directly from Adam to Yisrael. And we'll see in the coming chapters why the emphasis on Yisrael, rather than the emphasis on Avraham, rather than the emphasis on Noach, is so critical to Divrei HaYamim. So even more so than Torah, Rashi's comments were made on Torah, on how Torah focuses on just on Noach and then on Avraham, and leaves out the generations between Adam and Noach, leaves out the generations between Noach and Avraham. Divrei HaYamim does even more than that. It leaves out all, it very briefly describes, it almost leaves out all the generations from Adam all the way to Israel to connect the creation of the world, Adam, to the beginnings of the Jewish people's settlement in Eretz Israel, Israel.